Hey, welcome. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. It's Crazy Kevin with you here. Well, we've got the show coming up 2 hours. What have we got in the show this week? We've got our golden album of the week, of course. Don't forget, drop me those emails because I love playing your requests, your dedications. All you can do, send them to crazykevin@gmail.com. Crazy with a k-k-k-k-k. Also got some great interviews with the local businesses, a few jokes, and of course I always like to showcase brand new talent around the Toowoomba, or well, around the world region. If you're a musician or you're in a band and you want to be showcased on the show, just drop me the email. And of course, a big thank you going out to my sponsors for the show. We have got Cracker Jack Chicken, Electrical Sensations, and Breeze Lawyers. Once again, thank you going out to our beautiful sponsors of the Crazy Kevin Show. So here we go. It's Crazy Kevin with you on Power FM. Enjoy, relax, and welcome. Hey!
FM. Ooh, that's the power of love.
1, 2, 3.
Crazy Kevin on Power FM.
Oh, we're gonna rock down to
Electric Avenue.
And then we'll take it higher. Hey, we're gonna rock down to
Electric Avenue.
Oh, yeah.
It's that music, so it's time to chat to electrical sensations and see what we're going to talk about today. And who've I got with me today?
Oh, it's Nigel here, Kev.
Great to speak to you, Nigel. Now, I was one of the lucky ones who got in and installed solar in the 44 cents feed-in tariff days. If my inverter converter thingy, it dies, because I don't really know things about this. If it dies, do I lose the high rate that I got?
No, Kev, generally if your inverter dies, and inverters do die eventually, you can replace it with another inverter that has to be equal to the size that it is now or less. If you go over that size, say you've got a 3-kilowatt inverter now and you say, geez, I wish I had a bigger system, I'll put a 5-kilowatt inverter on, then you'd lose that 44 cents. That 44 cents, if you're selling lots of back at that 44 cents, I'd suggest you replace that inverter with something that's equal or less than that, so you keep that 44 cents. That 44 cents is still around to 2028, so it's still got a few more years to run. If you're not selling much back, say you're selling $20 back a quarter or something like that, it's probably not worth being on the 44 cents. So you'd probably be more benefit of you putting a bigger inverter on and going back to the lower rate, because you'll benefit more from the bigger solar during the day.
And is that the same with panels as well? You can't add panels?
You can add panels to equal to the rating of the inverter to keep your 44 cents. So if you've got a 5-kilowatt inverter and 3 kilowatts of panels, you can take your panels on the roof up to 5 kilowatts and not lose that 44 cents.
Some great advice from Nigel. Thanks so much. Now, Electrical Sensations, how can people contact you?
Yeah, you can contact us over the phone on 46372744, or you can come to our office at 57 Gibbs Street in Drayton, which is between the Drayton Bowls Club and the Downs Hotel on the Crazy Railway Bridge.
I've got to talk about this Crazy Railway Bridge. Goodness me, when I'm driving in today and all that, you take your life into your hands, don't you?
Yeah, you've really got to look going in that bridge. Yep.
But it's well worth coming here to see you lovely people. Nigel, thanks a lot again.
Yep, see you next time.
It's Crazy Kevin's Golden Album of the Week. You choose the ones you play. It's Crazy Kevin's Golden Album of the Week. Get ready, steady, spin it, KK.
It's that music, so it must be time for our Golden Album of the Week. And who have we got for you today? We have got Robert Palmer coming your way. He was born in January 1949, died in September 2003. Was an English singer-songwriter, musician and record producer. And he was known for his powerful, distinctive, gritty and soulful voice, his sartorial elegance and for combining soul, jazz, rock, pop, reggae and blues. Palmer's involvement in the music industry began in the 60s and he covered four decades, including a spell with the band Vinegar Joe. He also found success both in his solo career and with the Power Station, and had top 10 songs in both the United Kingdom and the United States in the 80s as well across the world. Robert Palmer received a number of awards throughout his career, including 2 Grammy Awards for Best Male Vocal Performance, an MTV Music Award and 2 Brit Award nominations for the Best British Male Solo Artist. He died aged 54 following a heart attack in 2003. We're going to kick off with one of his early hits. This is called Bad Case of Loving You, Doctor Doctor. It was originally recorded by someone called Moon Martin and sung a year later by Robert Palmer. So here we go, kicking us off with their Golden Album of the Week. This is Robert Palmer, A Bad Case of Loving You.
Soothe my head.
Love it when we get dedications. A dedication to the SSO team at Toowoomba TAFE campus. Now, what's SSO stand for? You're going to write back to me and tell me what SSO stands for. Is it Sizzling Sausages Organisation? That'd be great if it was that, wasn't it? Dan has asked for, could I please play Bang on the Drum by Todd Rundgren? Just dedicated to the SSO team at the Toowoomba TAFE campus. So here we go, guys. Enjoy this one, all the guys. Todd Rundgren, and it's Bang on the Drum. It's time for the second track from our golden album of the week. And what we've got for you next, we've got Simply Irresistible. And it's the first single released by English rock singer Robert Palmer from the 1988 studio album Heavy Nova, and is presented in one of the most distinctive and memorable music videos of the 1980s. The video shows Robert Palmer surrounded by enigmatic women styled in the manner of the artist Patrick Nagel. The video features leading supermodels and leading dancers that he met while visiting the Kentucky Derby. And Donovan's lighting and direction set the style for that era of music videos. Also, it was parodied in a Pepsi commercial during the Super Bowl featuring Britney Spears. And as always, don't forget, if you've got a favourite artist, musician, band, whatever, all you've got to do, drop me a quick email to crazykevinpowerfm@gmail.com and let's get your artist, band, group, whoever you like, onto my golden album. It's as easy as that. Anyway, back to Robert Palmer. Sadly, Robert Palmer died from a sudden heart attack in a Paris hotel room in 2003 at the age of 54, and he'd been recording a television appearance. Among those who paid tribute were Duran Duran, stating, "He was a very dear friend and a great artist. This is a tragic loss to the British music industry." And a quiet man in his personal life, Palmer was uninterested in most of the excesses of the rock and roll lifestyle, although he was a very heavy tobacco user who smoked as many as 60 cigarettes a day. Anyway, his music lives on, so here we go. This is Golden Album of the Week. This is Robert Palmer, and this is Simply Irresistible.
Typical. Crazy Kevin in your crazy house, having fun on your radio.
It's Crazy Kevin out about on Power FM, and I've got a lovely lady here with me. What's your name?
My name's Coralie Graham.
Well, Coralie, we're in your office at the USQ. What do you do here?
I'm an associate professor in the School of Nursing and Midwifery.
Well, we're going to talk about something quite serious now. We're going to talk about strokes.
That's right. Yeah, all about what causes strokes, how to avoid having a stroke, and what to do if you recognise that someone's having a stroke.
So let's start off with what is a stroke?
So a stroke can be either caused from a clot or a bleed, and basically that happens in the brain, and it denies the brain in the area that there's been a clot or a bleed of a blood supply, and that area basically then does not function properly.
Do you actually have any symptoms if you know there's a stroke going to happen?
Yeah, so some of the things that people will notice is that somebody might have slurring of their speech mightn't make any sense, they might have one side where they have pins and needles or no movement at all in either their arms or their legs. Sometimes you'll have facial droop so that one side of the face is not moving. People need to recognise that stroke is a medical emergency, and so if you think that someone's having a stroke, you need to dial 000 and get the person to medical treatment urgently.
Is there a way of decreasing your chance of getting a stroke?
Certainly some strokes are going to happen no matter what we do, but there are a lot of things that we can do to reduce our risk factors, I guess. Things that we do have some control over, managing blood pressure to make sure that blood pressure is not high, making sure that our cholesterol is not high. Certainly people who are diabetic, have poorly managed diabetes, are more likely to have a stroke. Cigarette smoking is absolutely dangerous for every part of your health. Cutting out smoking completely. Diet and exercise, obviously having a good diet that's mostly fruit and vegetables, and making sure that you exercise, making sure that you keep your weight within a good range, and excessive alcohol intake is absolutely not advised as well. So reducing alcohol.
Well, also, Coralie, there's a new treatment come out in the USA. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, for sure. There is a new treatment that has been developed in the US called perispinal etenacept treatment. It is being offered in the US currently as an off-label treatment, but there is research being conducted in Australia funded by the Stroke Recovery Trial Fund, of which I'm managing director at Griffith University School of Medical Science. The clinical trial that's being conducted there is using perispinal etenacept treatment in people with chronic stroke. So it has been found to be able to reverse some of the long-term disability associated with stroke, even many years after the stroke. So this is a chronic stroke treatment. It's very scientifically sound, and certainly there's a lot of interest in getting the clinical trials and getting the data together to try and get this as an approved treatment in Australia and elsewhere in the world.
If anybody can help with the charity or would like any more information, how can they contact you?
Yeah, certainly the best way is to contact me through the Stroke Recovery Trial Fund. So we're an Australian health promotion charity, and we have a website and a Facebook page. So the Facebook page is Stroke Recovery Trial Fund, and there's an email there where people can send an email or put a posting on our website, and I'll get back in contact with them.
Associate Professor Coralie, thank you so much for your time today and some great advice. Thank you for chatting to me.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
It's time for our third and final track off our Golden Album of the Week, which is, of course, a bit of Robert Palmer this week. Hey, hope you enjoyed the Crazy Gaming Show here on Power FM. Now, what we've got for you next, we've got Addicted to Love. It was released in 1986 and is the third song on Palmer's 1985 album Riptide, and was released as its second single. And it was one of the last 45 singles, wow, remember those, to receive a million selling gold certification. It also reached number one in Australia and number five in the UK singles chart. And Addicted to Love became Palmer's signature song, thanks in part to a popular video featuring high fashion models. Now let's tell you a bit about the music video. Some funny things happened with this. There were five models in the video, and one Matt Gilchrist recalled to a Q magazine, "I was 21 and got the part on the strength of my modelling book. We were meant to look and act like showroom mannequins. The director, Terence Donovan, got us tipsy on a bottle of wine, but as we were having our makeup retouched, I lost balance on my heels and knocked the top of my guitar into the back of Robert's head, and his face then hit the microphone." And one of the other models said, in a 2013 interview why she was designated the drummer and not given a close-up shot, and Kathy Davis jokingly replied, "I guess the naughty ones always get sent to the back." And Davis added that she did not mind because she thought Robert Palmer had a good bum. And also, a professional musician was hired to teach the models the basic fingering techniques on guitars, but gave up after an hour and left. Also on the video, there were several choreographic errors, including the models moving out of sync with one another and moving during points with no backbeat, such as the second chorus. But anyway, what a great song and what a great video. Get a chance to see it. Our third and final track off our Golden Album of the Week on Crazy Kevin's Show here on Power FM. It's Robert Palmer and Addicted to Love.
Left over you.
It's Crazy Kevin out on Power FM with our special segment all about lawyer speak, trying to make it a little bit easier for people out there. Today, I've got the lovely Kim Breeze from Breeze Lawyers. And what are we going to talk about today, Kim?
I thought today we would touch on advanced health directives.
So that means later in life when you've not got the capacities and things like that. Is that what you mean?
It's not necessarily a later in life. So anybody at all over the age of 18 years that has the legal capacity to make one can enter into an advanced health directive if they choose to do so. But certainly what it is making now, while you have the decision-making capacity, the decisions as to what medical intervention you perhaps would or would not want if you were in the final stages of a terminal illness or injury at any stage in your life.
So is this like doing the power of attorney or a will again? It's a different thing.
It is a separate thing again to your will and power of attorney. So obviously your will is about the dispersal of your assets once you have died. Your power of attorney or your enduring power of attorney document is allowing someone certainly to make personal and financial decisions for you if you are deemed incapable. But there's a whole lot of those things that don't extend to end of life decision making. Certainly the situation is if you don't have an advanced health directive and you find yourself, as I say, in those terminal stages of an illness or injury, and at that stage you can't tell the doctors what medical intervention you would or would not want. Basically, we have a situation where firstly, the medical mandate is to preserve life at all costs. So they will try and resuscitate you, etc. Beyond that, they will speak to your next of kin. So if you're married, it would be your spouse or de facto spouse. And of course, if the whole whether or not you're de facto is a little bit of a grey area, can create some issues for some people. Failing that, it would be your adult children or other next of kin. If you have an enduring power of attorney and have appointed someone to make personal health decisions for you, it would be that person. And failing that, it might be that someone is appointed, makes an application and is appointed through the office of the adult guardian to make those decisions. But if you don't want any or all of those people potentially making the decisions for you, you can do an advanced health directive which says, these are my decisions, they're binding on everybody, this is what I would like to have happen, or in many cases, not happen.
Once again, it's been great talking to Kim today. Now, if anybody needs a bit more information, because you've got lots of pamphlets and things, how can they contact you?
Absolutely. They can just pop into our reception and grab some information flyers. They can jump on our website at www.breeselawyers.com.au and download some fact sheets. They can have a look on our various Facebook pages, or they could just give our girls a call.
Once again, it's been great chatting to you today. Till next week, thank you, Kim.
Pleasure as always.
Hope you enjoyed the show today. Oh, we've had a good time. Hope you enjoyed the music as well. And don't forget, if you'd like any requests, dedications, whatever, just drop me a line to crazykevinparafm@gmail.com and we'll get you on there. And always, it's crazy with a k-k-k-k-k-k-k. And of course, a big thank you going out to my sponsors for the show. We have got Cracker Jack Chicken, Electrical Sensations, and Breeze Lawyers. Once again, thank you going out to our beautiful sponsors of The Crazy Kevin Show. See you all next week. Don't forget, every Wednesday and every Sunday between the hours of 10 and 12 p.m. here on Power FM, the number one station, with myself, Crazy Kevin. Have a good week. All the best and keep it safe out there, and always have that smile on your dial.